Good morning. With KUAC News, I'm Robert Hannon. Cleanup efforts indicate that a crude spill at the Valdez Marine Terminal was bigger than first reported. According to Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, approximately 400 gallons of an oily water mix had been recovered at the port of Valdez as of Saturday night. When the spill was first reported Thursday, Alyeska estimated the volume of crude spilled to be less than 100 gallons. The spill happened during testing of the marine terminal's loading arms, the pipes that deliver oil to tankers. During an unplanned pause in testing, water that had been sent through the loading arms flowed out of the water intake piping and into Port Valdez. Response to the spill is ongoing. According to Alyeska, more than 23,000 feet of boom and more than 25 vessels have been deployed during the cleanup efforts. Overflights conducted over the weekend indicate the sheens have been contained. There are no reports of impacts to wildlife. The Fairbanks City Council holds a public hearing tonight to consider final approval of an ordinance that's intended to help homeowners and businesses on the city's south side who can't use their wells because of contaminated groundwater. If approved, the ordinance would appropriate $100,000 to help pay those customers to connect to the city's water system. The measure would provide more money to some property owners who got their drinking water from wells if the wells are contaminated at levels that exceed guidelines set by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. The contamination of perfluorinated compounds, or PFCs, came from a type of firefighting foam used from 1984 to 2004. Emergency personnel used the foam in exercises at the city-operated Regional Fire Training Center on 30th Avenue. Also Monday, the council will hold a public hearing and consider renewing a license for Green Life Supply to continue growing commercial marijuana at its facility on the south side. The council will also consider an application by Green Life Supply for a license to open a marijuana retail shop next to the growing facility. Tonight's regular council meeting begins at 7 p.m. Proponents of repealing the Affordable Care Act have a new draft of a bill they hope the U.S. Senate will pass this week. Like the original Graham-Cassidy bill, the revised version would cut federal health care funding for Alaska relative to current law. But the new proposal does not cut as deeply. Alaska would lose nearly $100 million over 7 years. That's according to a fact sheet circulating with the proposal. The new version would also allow states to more easily drop insurance standards in the Affordable Care Act. Critics say that will undermine protection for people with pre-existing conditions. The bill's sponsors are trying to win over Senator Lisa Murkowski. She's not announced her position but voted against a different repeal bill in July. Murkowski spent the weekend in Alaska where demonstrators urged her to vote no. At public events in Anchorage, observers say dozens of constituents lined up to have a word with her. Governor Walker is proposing a new tax to close part of the gap between what the state government spends and what it brings in. Alaska Public Media reports the tax would be a flat 1.5% of wages and self-employment income. But there would be a limit on how much anyone pays. No one would pay more than twice what they receive in an Alaska Permanent Fund dividend. State Commissioner of Revenue Sheldon Fisher says the administration decided against asking for more new revenue bills.
We feel like we are most successful. And when I say we, I mean the administration and the legislature working together are most successful when there's a single item of focus.
Both state residents and non-Alaskans working in the state would pay the tax. While officials call the revenue measure a capped hybrid head tax, it's not a true head tax where every person pays the same amount. But it's also different than most of the tax proposals the House considered this year, since everyone whose pay is above a certain ceiling would pay the same amount. Fisher says the tax would be applied to all forms of income.
It does not tax capital. and therefore it should encourage investments in the state. It also does not tax retirement income, so we know that that's a matter that's sensitive to many of our retirees that are on a fixed income.
The tax would raise $320 million, leaving a significant budget gap, even if the legislature passes a bill that draws money from permanent fund earnings. State officials say the gap next year would be between $200 and $500 million. Administration officials say the legislature should decide how to close the gap. Options include spending from state savings, other new revenue, or additional cuts. If the legislature passes the tax, it would start in January 2019 and would require as many as 50 new state workers to administer. Walker plans to call the legislature into a special session on October 23rd to consider the tax and a bill that would increase sentences for some crimes. I'm Robert Hannon.